Hi, my name's Christina, but you can call me Tina.
And my name's Taylor, but you can call me Tay.
And this is our Smutty Babies podcast,
where we're going to be talking about smutty books that we enjoy to read and talk with each other about. We'll also probably go into some of our sexual fantasies that we just admire, or, you know, funny sex stories that have happened to us in the past.
Or, yeah, absolutely. Actual experiences. But yeah, we're going to just sit here and talk about our favorite books and see if y'all want to read them too. That'd be awesome. Right now we're going to play a game, just ask each other some questions. And so that way y'all can get to know us a little bit before we start diving into all these smoking hot books.
Naughtiness.
Yeah. All right. So let's ask the first question, Taylor.
Okay, hold on, give me a second, I got this. All right.
What's your favorite smutty book?
Oh, Lord, Christina, that's hard.
I know, because there's so many. Okay, fine. What's your favorite genre of smutty book? We'll go with that first, and then we'll discuss our favorite books.
Okay, I agree. Okay, so my favorite genre of smutty book is definitely, like, dom sub play.
Okay.
I'm definitely down that route, for sure.
Honestly, I do love fantasy.
Yes, fantasy's my second.
Fantasy is really great, but I feel like that's probably because I like the plots.
Yes, the plots are so much better.
They're necessary for smut for me. But, yeah, I would have to say that my favorite smutty book is Ice Planet Barbarians.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah, but that's not even fantasy. I guess it kind of is. I mean,
it is.
Sci-fi, maybe?
Sci-fi, yeah.
Sci-fi, because you go out to space.
You know, you've told me to read it, and the only reason I haven't is because I'm terrified of space and aliens.
Oh, you're gonna have to read it on this podcast. Okay. I'm telling you that right now.
I got you. I'll do it.
It's coming up
for the podcast.
All right, good. Do it for the podcast. I'm glad, because it's amazing and this month is crazy. But we will talk about that book.
Yes, ma'am.
Later.
Okay, I got you.
All right, what is your favorite smutty book?
Okay, so honestly, you know what? I'll go into fantasy because that's just better. Zodiac Academy. Really? That it technically is not a book; it's a series. But that is such a great series, and the smut in it, it hits the best points.
Oh,
it's
shit.
The greatest little moment, but there's also war and stuff that happens. So it's a good series to read.
I love that neither of us chose books in our favorite smutty genre.
I know.
I said straight up fantasy, and then you gave me a fantasy, and then you said BDSM or freaking dom sub play, and you
see, there's just okay. So in the BDSM world, I feel like a lot of them, they're not the same storyline, but it's just
they're so similar.
They're so similar, but they're not. Doesn't make them bad. They're still
great.
It really
doesn't, because holy fudge.
Yeah.
The book we are gonna talk about on our first episode is delicious.
It is. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
All right, next question.
Okay, go ahead.
What type of reader are you, Taylor?
I personally am, okay, so I try to not be an obsessive reader, but because I'll get unhealthy. Get very unhealthy. Like, I've called into work before when I was an obsessive reader just because I had to read a book.
Stop.
So I try not to read them all the time and let them overwhelm myself, but I do love reading, and when I do read, I read quick. I'm a quick reader, and I don't even mean
to
be.
You are so fast. We started a book at the same time, and she was, like, hella far ahead of me.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck? And we were sitting there reading Poolside,
yes.
And you were ahead of me, and we were reading it. I was, wow, it amazed me.
I would literally have to stop. I was like, okay, I finished the chapter. And she was like, what? And I was like, oh, okay, I'll just wait. And I would pause.
You're just, like, staring off into space waiting for me to catch up. Oh my gosh, what book was that? That was A Touch of Darkness.
Yes, yes.
That's a good one that we will also discuss.
Yes, it's like a mythological.
Yeah, Persephone and Hades. Ugh. Hades is now my favorite Greek god.
Oh my gosh, always has been.
It used to be Poseidon for me. It used to be Poseidon.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but just because I love water, ocean.
I agree.
Plus that trident. What's he gonna do with it? I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's find out. I like
Anyways,
that.
but Hades, oof.
Okay, Zeus has always been someone, which technically he's not like a god or anything, but
Zeus? He's
not
definitely.
Zeus. I'm sorry, I said the wrong person. Hercules.
Hercules. Well, he's a demigod.
Yeah.
Hercules is fine, though. All right. The type of reader I am is 100% obsessive.
I know you are.
I get so into whatever I'm reading, it affects my daily life.
I know it does.
When I was reading A Court of Thorns and Roses, I literally was going to work and people were like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "No, I'm in the middle of a battle right now. You don't even understand." Like,
I
I'm just
totally get that.
literally, it affects my life, like as if I am also in a major war, you know?
Yes.
So that's super fun.
It is, it honestly,
Not,
yes, I need to become an obsessive reader again with you. I do.
but not if you get unhealthy, Taylor.
I
Like
know,
calling into work
I
because
used
you have to
to.
read a book. I've never done that, but I do stop at red lights and will pull the book out to read three sentences and then go when it turns green.
No, I've literally not eaten or slept for 2 days, just straight reading.
That's
And then when I closed the
amazing.
book, I went into Barnes and Noble and got the next one and then went back home and just started reading again.
That's
Didn't
awesome.
even eat.
I was reading one series when I was younger, and I literally had to walk around my house, like, because I was laying down, I wasn't eating. Like, I lose weight if I'm reading a good freaking book series. Oh my gosh, I will lose weight. Please don't hate me for
It's the
saying
best
that.
diet,
Yeah,
but
right.
do not do it as a diet. That we do
Yeah.
not encourage this.
But honestly, just I had to get up and start walking around. Like, so I was reading the book while walking circles in my house just because I was like, I should exercise. I don't want like bed sores just because I'm laying down, sitting down, freaking, yeah.
Ever like read so long and your eyes start going cross, but you can't stop. You can't
Yeah.
stop.
Oh my gosh. In my old age, Taylor, I'm actually like, I get sleepy reading books, and that's never happened to me before. I could literally read forever and I never would get tired.
I
Never.
know.
Until, it's like 5 a.m. and you're like, fudge, I have work in a few
Yeah.
hours. I should go to
You should
sleep.
probably stop. Yeah.
But that's willpower. That is not because I'm tired.
And then the whole time you just like lay there and you're just like thinking about the book.
Yeah.
You're sitting there and you're not even really sleeping, you're dreaming about the book, you
Yeah,
wake up and
100%.
you're like, I just want to open
That is what being an obsessive reader is. Are
it.
you sure you want that lifestyle?
Oh my gosh, it's the best. It's the best lifestyle.
It is. All right, Taylor, when did you start reading smut? What was your first smutty book, if you can recall?
Okay, my first muddy book. Let me think. I can't specifically remember. It's a torn between two. It was either 50 Shades of Grey series or it was this book that was called, I think it was called Who Do You Love? I don't remember who the author was, but it was a great book. I loved that book. And it had like just sexy scenes in it. And for like my age, not reading a book that had sex in it, those few scenes of sex, it was like, whoa, what did I just open? What did I just experience? And I was like 17, 18 years old.
Nice.
So it was just awesome. But I know for a fact my next one was 50 Shades of Grey. That was a trip. I literally cried when I almost broke with my boyfriend. I thought I was in love with Christian Grey. And I was like, you're
Oh.
nothing like this. Like, what is this? And then, yeah, no, it was a
I can't tell you
traumatizing
how many
experience.
books have influenced me to break up with boyfriends.
I know, right? It's
Yeah.
crazy.
Poor guys, they never saw it coming. You're gonna don't judge me for mine because mine's weird. But my first, and I call it smut, okay? I'm calling it's very brief. It is so minuscule, but it was a huge moment for me, and I will tell you why. Because I was reading Twilight.
Oh my
I
gosh.
was reading Twilight, and I got to Eclipse, all right? So I am 13 years old. I'm reading Eclipse, and this is the first type of book I've ever, like, first fantasy series I've ever read. And they had, like, a smoking hot, like, kissing scene on a bed or something. And Taylor, I kid you not, there's gonna be no TMI, just PSA right now. There's no TMI on this podcast, so just fair warning for everyone. But I had the first flutterings of an orgasm. while reading freaking Eclipse
Are
at
you
13. I'm dead
serious?
serious.
That is crazy.
Bruh,
I've never read Twilight.
I had no idea what was happening to me. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was like, what? Why? What is this? I'm just reading this scene and I was like, what the fudge? But yeah, so that was my first experience
Your first orgasm was at 13?
first flutterings. I wouldn't say my first full on.
Dang, okay, that's late.
Okay. I thought you were gonna be like, at 13? That's so early. You're
No,
like,
girl, if
no,
I'm gonna be real
I'm
honest with
behind.
you, my first orgasm, like full-blown orgasm, was probably at like
What?
9 or 10. And it wasn't even on purpose. But once it happened, trust me, I did it on purpose after that.
That's crazy. Nine is so young,
I
Taylor.
know, I know. Like now that you say what your age was, I'm kind of embarrassed, but it's
Okay,
cool.
well, I never even got a talk from my parents, so I had no idea what orgasms were at the age of 13,
Oh
which
no,
is
I definitely.
crazy in this day and time to imagine a 13-year-old not knowing anything, but that is what I had to deal with.
Oh, I'm well. No, that I remember in kindergarten. I literally had a kid ask me if I was a virgin, and I had no clue what that was. So when I went home, I asked my mom, and we had to have the talk quite early. Let's just put it
Nice.
that way.
Bro, I tried to have the talk. Like, I saw my freaking dogs. I had a boy and a girl dog, okay, that weren't fixed. And I'm literally like asking my mom, and she skirted me for so long. And I have three older sisters, three. All of them got the talk. And then I asked my mom about it when I grew up, and she was like, oh, I just assumed your sisters told you. I was like, well, you
You
assumed
assumed.
wrong. I was literally like 16 years old, still not understanding the concept. I was like, I have a third hole. Like, what? Because I started my period late too.
How old were you?
I was like 15.
What? I
Yeah.
was 13.
I was 15. I started at, okay, we got off on a
No, go
tangent, but
ahead.
I started at church camp on a Tuesday because I remember that specifically because I was
You're
pissed I had to
hilarious.
deal with a period for the rest of the freaking week at church camp, which meant I couldn't freaking swim and all that stuff. But I specifically remember cramping on the bed. And my best friend's mom at the time was like, are you okay? And I was like, when does menopause start? And she was like, Christina, you don't want that at all.
You
And I
don't
was
want
like, you
menopause.
don't want menopause. I was like, but this seems worse. I was like, at least menopause, I don't have to worry about a period. Oh no. We just have to worry about freaking mustaches
And becoming a man.
and
Like,
being
quite literally,
sweaty all
that's
the
what is
time, having
happening.
hot flashes, being
Yeah.
obnoxious, Karens. They're all
Take
Karen.
estrogen. Just take estrogen.
Yeah.
Now we'll figure out a way. We'll figure out a way.
I love
To stay a woman.
Oh, okay, well, I'm out of questions.
You're out of questions? Okay, I'll give you my questions. Okay,
Sick.
Christina,
I love
how
it.
many books this year have you read so far?
All right, well,
We're
we are
almost 5 months
starting.
in.
Yeah, we're 5 months in. I've read at least 20.
Oh my
F
gosh.
15 or 20.
15 or 20. I've read two.
Okay.
That'll
Well,
change,
that
but.
is going to change moving forward.
That'll change.
But I read all of Sarah J. Maas's Throne of Glass. I read Praise by Sarah Kate. I
Yeah.
read so many other
You read
things.
all, you just read all the time.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to my friend Darling Blake, who just published her first short story. That's just straight juicy smut
It
on
is.
Amazon Prime. You can find it. It's called Miniskirt. I also read that. So there's
I did
that.
read that too. So I got three. There
There you go. It was a short story, so it's so quick. You can read it in like, I don't
you go.
know.
I'm from like 15 minutes, if that.
It wasn't even that because we were at lunch and you
Yeah.
read it and I was not quiet for very long. So,
Really? You think?
yeah, no.
Can I tell
You
you something?
read it
Whenever
super
I
fast.
read, like, it's funny because everyone's like, you read so fast. But I feel like I'm taking hours.
Yeah.
Like, just like in the world. It doesn't feel like a couple minutes.
I don't know, but all
Okay.
I know is that it's really good smut if you want to check it out. Miniskirt on Amazon
It's
Prime
a great short story.
by
I loved it.
Darling Blake. She is obviously anonymous using a name. I don't know anyone named Darling, but it's whatever. I like
Neither
it.
do I, yeah,
I
no.
like it though.
It's cute.
Darling, if you are listening to this,
Okay.
you're welcome.
No, you're welcome. All right.
Try to get you that. All right, your next.
Next question for
Yes,
you.
I'm
Are you
ready.
ready?
Yes.
Do you prefer long or short books?
I can do. I can. I like it both ways.
I like it both
I like
ways. Okay.
it both ways. I do tend to like short books because I like the accomplishment of being able to read it faster and get through more books. But again, my favorite smut is fantasy, and those are not short.
They're not.
They take up months of my life.
They do.
But yeah, so I do like it
800,
both
900
ways.
pages. Oh my
Oh my
gosh.
gosh.
Zodiac Academy, I'm telling you.
I have the first book. We'll talk about the first book. We'll read it
Makes
on
my
one
heart
episode.
flutter.
That's so great. I can't wait.
No, you will love it. Dragons and everything.
All right, well, what about you? Do you like short or long?
Long. Long, for sure.
Yeah, she likes it long.
I like it long. I like series too.
Yeah.
I love series. I'm a big series fan. Don't get me wrong, a book that's just its own book is a great little book, but I don't know. There's something about going in detail and explaining everything, giving a real picture.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like the best thing about smutty books, that's happening right now is that people are coming out, like authors are coming out with books that are perfect if just by standing alone. Like they'll be
Yes.
perfect standalone reads, but they come a part of a series. Like so they'll have five books.
Yes,
They'll have like
yes.
five books, but you can read all of them like separate books. And
Yes.
I love that because they're all decent sized books, like not that long, so I can read the whole series so quickly because they're decent
And you're like getting
sized.
all the side characters. That's one thing I do like about those too,
Yes.
is because I feel like sometimes with novels, you have main characters and you don't steer away from those main characters, but you have side characters that you really enjoy and you want to know their story. And so it's a really cool way to give every character their own book and intertwine. I like it. I do agree with that. Maya Banks is really good for that. She does trilogies
Yes.
and it's awesome.
Rush.
Yes,
We'll talk
Rush.
about that one too.
The Rush series. Woo! Let me tell you, you're gonna sweat. You're gonna
Yeah.
sweat talking about that one.
Right. I mean, you're telling me about the second book, but I haven't read the second book yet, but
Oh my gosh, the second book
but the
is
first book was
crazy.
like sheesh.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that one
I feel like any book
as
that I get you to read, you're like, Taylor, this is just straight porn.
yeah.
And I'm like, I know, isn't it great?
I just need a little plot. I need a little bit of plot.
Sometimes it's like that, like that's what I'm saying. Like that's why my favorite like smutty book is just straight up dom sub, like let's go to town on each other
Yeah.
and let's
Well, those are quick reads because they're pretty much all the same, but I don't even mind it.
They're so good though.
I know, I don't mind it.
But they're also different.
Are you joking? Freaking mafia smut? They're literally all the same freaking story. All
Okay.
the same.
But you
So
like it.
I freaking eat it up.
I haven't
Eat
read
it
Mafia
up.
yet.
I have to read those on my Kindle. I need to find some like actual print copies because all the mafia smut I have is on my Kindle because I don't want people knowing I read them. You know what I mean? Like
What?
that's my guilty pleasure.
That is not true, Christina.
Bro,
You
I will
know.
literally. Okay, I will do my historical romance smut. I will walk around with that. I don't care. I will walk around with freaking Praise, which is obviously smut based off the book cover. I will do all sorts of things,
We
even Ice
also
Planet
talk about it.
Barbarians.
We literally talk about smut straight up in public, no shame.
No shame at all, but like for some reason, the mafia smut is just on my Kindle, and that's the only thing I read on my Kindle is just mafia smut.
Oh, I love my Kindle. Like, especially like with the Kindle Unlimited, you know, just being able to get free books and
Heck yeah.
read.
Ugh, and We're not even sponsored by Kindle.
I know.
We've already freaking shouted them out twice.
Shout out to Kindle Unlimited. Yeah. $10.99 a month. And let me tell you, it's worth it. It's worth it.
Nice.
That's how I found Zodiac Academy.
That's awesome.
It was so cool.
I love that.
I love that. Oh, my next question.
Sorry.
Christina, I have not yet found this book, but I want to know if you have and if you enjoy it over something else. So, do you prefer smutty books where the dominant is male or female? And have you read a book where there's a female dom? Because I have not.
That's actually a really good question. So, obviously, I prefer the man to be the dominant. But, huge but. I would 100% read something with a woman dominant.
Right? Me
but
too.
That's something I haven't yet to find.
I have not either.
That maybe that's something we're gonna have to look up on TikTok or get suggestions.
Shout out, hello, everybody, viewers.
If y'all wanna send us some suggestions for female dominance, I am very, very interested.
Me too. You wanna know, it's cause in Praise, the book that we'll be talking about, there is a hint of her in there. And oh my gosh, Eve, I was so intrigued by her, and I was just like, I would really love to read a book from her point of view.
Yes. Save it for the next episode, Taylor.
I'm sorry.
We're talking about Praise on our first episode, guys, and we keep wanting to talk about it.
I know.
But it's fine.
Get to know us. Get to know us.
Yeah, right?
We're both ADHD.
Except when we're reading. Well. Holy fudge. We're just sitting here like...
And we're obsessed.
Yeah, we are obsessive readers. But when I read, I block out the entire world. And you want to know how I became that way? Because one of my sisters would literally sit there and poke me in the face while I'm reading. Because she'd be bored. And she should be like, Tina. Tina, like just poking my face, and I would straight up ignore her to read my book, and then I would just eventually like, what? She's like, let's go do something. I'm like, no, I'm reading. And she'd be like, Tina, and I'd be like, I'm gonna ignore you. And then I would ignore her. And that's how I learned how to block out literally
anything. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. I totally get you. Okay.
I'm going to ask you a personal question.
Personal? Go ahead.
Let's go. Let's dive right in. Do you like it or do you hate it when you are, like, maybe in the middle of, like, obsessively reading a series or a book, and whether it's smut or not, okay? And let's say your man... like tries to, like, you know, be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And do you hate it? Do you love it? Are you annoyed? How is your reaction when your man tries to start some spicy time with you?
While I'm reading a book.
While you're reading a book.
I guess it depends. It depends where he's caught me in that book. Does that make sense?
Point.
So, like, if I'm in the middle of reading, like, a sex scene, I'll probably be.
Yeah, I'd stop. I'd stop reading.
No, I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't stop reading. I would finish that sex scene in the book, mm-hmm. but I would probably let him just kind of tease me and play with me. Okay. And then once that sex scene was done and I was all riled up from reading it, then I'd put the book down.
Okay. All right.
You know, also, it'd kind of be like fun. It'd be like, you know what? You want me? You're going to have to put in some work, you know?
Yeah.
Get me to put this book down.
Right? I love that. I've always wanted someone just to be like to notice, like maybe like a facial change or something, because I'm reading like a spicy scene of some kind. And then I want them to be like, read it out loud. Why don't you read it out loud, Tina? And I would love that until recently I saw a TikTok of this girl's boyfriend reading a scene from A Court of Thorn and Roses.
Mm.
And it was not a spicy scene, but they made it seem that way because I don't remember that line being anywhere close to a spicy scene. But it was my bowels turned to water. And so that was his favorite thing. He just kept repeating that over and over and over. And I was like, I swear I don't remember that being in a sexy part. Correct me if I'm wrong, but
Isn't bowels
that's
mean?
just what I remember. That's
Okay.
exactly what you think it means. That's exactly what you think it means.
Okay.
But yeah, and so now I think of that and I'm like, golly, I don't think my man would take it seriously if I read something, and I don't know if that fantasy is gonna be able to be lived out for me
You
with
know what?
this
Okay,
guy.
so I would love it, like, if my man, like, noticed that I was, and I'm actually vocal
Yes.
while reading. So, like, if I'm reading a spicy scene, like, my hands over my mouth, I'm, like, giggling, I'm, like, saying, ooh, like,
Girl, I
there.
know. I get all the texts.
So,
Get all the
what I
texts.
would love
Jeez.
is him to read it and then do it, play it out.
That's the dream,
That's
Taylor.
the
That's
dream.
the dream. But did they do that for us? Did they think that far in advance? No.
No.
They
I
freaking
don't
don't.
even think that mine pays attention to my wants or desires. I'm being honest.
Oh my gosh. All right, well, the rest of this introduction is just gonna be not Smutty Babies, but Taylor's therapy.
Oh, for real. Let's
We
just
got
go through the
you.
process of Taylor, the levels.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Let's just peel each onion layer away.
We might cry, we might laugh, we might get angry.
I really hope that you got that Shrek reference. Onion layers. No?
Onion
Oh.
layer Shrek.
Yes. All right, cool. Yeah, we can still be friends.
On the first day, if I didn't get
If
that.
you
Okay,
didn't get
Smutty Babies is
Shrek, if you
over.
didn't get Shrek, you don't deserve me.
No, I love Shrek.
Yeah, it's good.
Anybody
Anywho,
in that
ooh,
parfait is the most
what's.
amazing thing in the whole dang planet.
Wait, what?
I would say nothing. It was a line from Donkey in Shrek.
Oh, snap. I was. My brain was thinking of the next question to ask you.
Go ahead.
All right. Smutty movies. Let's go. What are some of your favorite smutty movies? I don't want you to
Honestly.
steal mine, so I want to say the first one.
Okay.
Even though I asked you the question.
Go ahead.
365 days.
I knew you were gonna say that. And honestly, I'm not a big fan of 365.
You're crazy.
I am.
Are you lost, baby girl? I'm sorry, what? Yes, daddy, I'm freaking lost.
I just feel like, okay, so
Come
I'm
help
not
me
saying it
find
wasn't a
you.
bad movie, but it was just, the acting was too much. It was like I was watching a soap opera. It should have been on for 20 years or something
Well,
like
what do you
that.
expect from Europe? No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Honestly, though, you're not wrong. Like, the acting is not amazing, but like,
And even the, like,
Massimo is so,
Massimo was probably the
so
only
sexy.
thing that was good in that
Yeah, I
movie.
know. And then they ruined his character with the rest, which is why I'm not even gonna mention the rest of
That
the
one scene
movie
where he's
series.
mad at her, so he, cuffs her to the bed and then makes her watch him get off from another woman. That was
That was
crazy.
straight up wild, okay? But
Like,
I'm talking straight up yacht scene. The yacht scene is incredible. I just love that. Just banging on every spot on the yacht
yeah.
is awesome. All right. Unfortunately, I am not tech savvy yet, and we lost the recording of Tay's favorite smutty movie, but I'm sure we'll cover it in another episode. We thank you for tuning into this episode. We hope we didn't scare you off just yet, and we can't wait to post our first episode, so please keep a lookout for that. We love you guys so much. Smutty Baby out.